the white man's mind have filled the atmosphere around the globe. And it was impossible for the subject of white mentality to come up with something new. But God himself, being eternal and ever watchful, he knew that the world had got out of order and that a grafted strange mind was controlling things. So he came out. He said, I'm going to come out of hiding, not as a mystery God, but as a natural God coming on time, because this mind has covered the earth. It has fulfilled the privilege, the freedom, the right that was given to it by the divine being. That is, that if you want to challenge the divine being, if you want to challenge truth, if you want to prove yourself powerful enough to undo God's natural creation, all right, you have the freedom. The way is open. But when you would have gone all over the world and done your thing, then I will come and manifest myself and undo your thing and prove myself the God, and there is no God beside me. All praises be to Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, the trouble with the world of religious people is this: you follow those that schemed to undo the religious power. You follow those that scheme to take the power of God out of the people so that they could put the power themselves in the people and rule the world. Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us that we have followed and listened to a religious world that could only reprint in the Bible, but could not read words and sentences and paragraphs. He has told us that we have followed the world, a religious world, that have given their voice to scripturalism and know little at all about interpretation. When you hear a preacher read the Genesis and tell you that Adam was a flesh and blood man formed from clay, physical clay out of the earth, the kind that your children play with, you are listening to a man who is teaching you scripturalism. But when you listen to the Christian preacher or the Jewish rabbi or the Muslim imam tell you that this man that was formed out of the earth is not clay, physical clay, but he is a mind, a human mind that is a type of clay, a type of clay, not clay, but clay is a symbolic term that shows us a likeness of this mind that God made. Clay, when it is formed, it remains in the shape that it was formed in until something takes it out of its shape. When it is formed and hardened by fire, if you break it, you destroy its form, and it cannot be made over again except by God. So God in the Genesis is telling us that the world cannot make the human mind that he intends to rule in the human body. That only God can fashion the human mind and walk away after he does his work and let mine remain intact and will not throw itself into another shape. This mind that God makes is the mind of a messenger. The story of Adam, if you rightly understand it, is the story of the making of a prophet. We think that it is the beginning of people. And that is true in a sense. It is the beginning of a particular people. It is the beginning of the righteous people. And the Bible has been so mixed up and tampered with that we can't find the truth readily. God had to reveal the truth of its interpretation to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The European people, called Gentiles in the Bible, they were given the Bible after it had been rewritten, revised, added in, and taken out. They were given the book for them, not for you and me. It was given by the original people to the Gentiles. And the story of Adam was changed to fit the life and the to-be history of the Gentiles. Like the original Adam, they also would be made and formed of the dust of the earth. That means raised up from the bottom, from savagery, from idolatry. They would be raised from the bottom by the original people of the East. And their halls of Caesars would be changed from a beast and savage hall into a civilized appearance, if not a reality. So we see that in the reading of the Bible, if we don't have understanding, we go way off. I must take the time here to let you know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has unlocked the Bible. And in unlocking the Bible, he has unlocked our mind. He makes us to understand the parables of Jesus, the symbolic language that runs from Genesis to Revelation. And in making us understand this, we come into the knowledge of real truth. Many think that Jesus actually turned drinking water into drinking wine. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has brought the Bible College to the black people of America. Not the Bible College that you find open in the cities of America, but the real Bible College, that Bible College that made messengers and prophets. He has brought that to the black people of America and has made us to understand that Jesus did not turn drinking water into drinking wine. That is not the water that you run out of your faucet at home. But he turned the revealed truth of God that is called water in Scripture, because it is only God that can lift truth up from its corrupted form, as water is lifted up from the earth by the sun, and bring it up from corruption and descend it back again to the earth for our drinking, pure. So the book called the Word of Scripture, water. And Jesus was a blessed and righteous prophet, a righteous and blessed servant of God, who was blessed with the knowledge of interpretation. So he is described in the book as a man. Reading of the Bible that the Jews were preaching to the people. But Jesus came with the power of interpretation given to him by Almighty God, one whom he metaphorically called or symbolically called his Father. And he had with the interpretation, with the true interpretation, he was able to change that black, dead water that could do nothing but just survive the body to wine, divine wine, scriptural wine, a word with the power to affect the heart and affect the mind and make those dead spirit Jews jump up and clap their hand and stomp their feet and say hallelujah, amen to the word of Jesus. Now, we have a man like that in our midst, and we haven't recognized him. You who are on the outside, you haven't come into the temples of the Lord Elijah Muhammad and got the teaching of the Bible. You have only read Scripture in print. And you don't have to go to a Bible college to read the Bible in print. Anybody that learned how to read English can read the Bible in print. But the books say, blessed is he that hear the word. And you can only hear the word in its true interpretation. Now, I'm not here to preach you a Christian sermon. I'm here to tell you that we have a black Savior today, that God has come and found a people that were moaning and groaning without a head on their body, living a freak with a white man's head, adapted to their body. So God came and woke up one of us, one of the sleeping dead in the Bible, one of the sleeping dead in the church, one of the sleeping dead in the world of white man's mentality. God came in the person of Wali Farad Muhammad and raised up one of the sleeping dead, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But he did not leave the image that he came in before us. He withdrew his image because it was not his flesh that he came to present to you and me. It was divine mind and the divine will that he came and presented to you and me. All praise be to Allah. Thank you. Thank you, brothers and sisters. But we are trying to make a time limit. So please hold your clapping, hold your applause, and remain in your seat. And say amen. Say all praise is due to Allah for blessing us with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Today I say to you, Muslims who were called or named black Muslims by someone outside of this nation of Islam. They named us that, but I want you to know we are not a people to harp upon colors and racism. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says this is not a race. He says this is a nation. When you look here at this beautiful audience here, you see the Bible picture of Joseph Cope. Of many beautiful colors. A man from China can come here and find his likeness among you. A man from Nigeria, a man from Ghana can come here and find his likeness among you. A man from Misr, that's the proper name for Egypt. Egyptians don't call themselves Egyptians, they call themselves Misraim or Misraim. They are, but the Bible calls them Egypt Misraim. You see, the Bible is closer to the correct pronunciation than this world that called them Egyptians. The people of what is called Egypt If they came here, they could find their likeness among you. The Watusi can come and find his likeness among you. The Indian can come and find his likeness among you. Yes? Even the European Gentile can come here and find a likeness among you. So if God is not justified in manifesting his will and his intentions for the whole world, in you and me who are representative of the whole world, then I say you should think again. Not a white head, no. This great work has not been done to present a black body with a white head. It has been done to present a black body with his own head, with something that complements that body, with something that does not disgrace that body, with something that the whole body can identify with and feel and say, yes, I am whole and I am true to nature and I am belonging to myself. You know, brother and sister, the Holy Quran tells us that there were jinns. Jinn is the same as Gentile. That there were jinns helping the Prophet Solomon build the kingdom. And the same Holy Quran tells us that the jinns, or the Gentiles, bore witness that they had heard a beautiful recital of the Quran. And they advised themselves and those who were not Gentiles to listen to it because they admitted that it was a true recital. Today, we have lived to witness the Gentiles of America, the Gentiles of Chicago, the Gentiles of New York City, the Gentiles of Los Angeles, and the Gentiles in the South, in Atlanta, Georgia, stand up and say, we pay tribute to the great man, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and to his great work. And while I was on the air, one of the Gentiles called in and said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is a financial god in the black community. So we have not been raised to be a foolish, disrespectful people. Simply because we have had a second raising. The Caucasian world of yesterday reared the slaves, and they reared them to grow up as strong bodies but with baby minds. They reared them to be children, and many of them refused to address us as Mr. and Miss, a man and woman. They called the grown men and women of our people boys and girls because they knew they had uprooted the man and planted boy mentality in the body we call the black man of America. But since then, since 1930, since the coming of Master Wali Farah Muhammad, the manifestation of God to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, since that day and time, there has been a second rearing of God's children in America. by God himself. And if anyone say this is not God's doing, I want you to reflect a bit. We are living in a time when everything that has been put together by men without the recognition and respect and dependency upon God has manifested itself, has shown itself to be unable to stand up and stay together in this 1975. In these 70s, we have lived to see integration come apart at its vital and most strongest scene. In these 70s, we have lived to see the church influence, the synagogue influence, even the Orthodox mosque influence, weakened in its vital scene. In these 70s, we have lived to see old and vital institutions of the West weaken and break in their vital scene. We have seen sons of an old established generation of learned men and women leave the home of their learned parents with college educations filling their heads, put on sneakers and raggedy old pants, funky dirty t-shirts, and grow their hair long like a woman, and their beard fill their face, hiding the dignified image of a man and giving the semblance of an animal behind bars. We have seen the strong of the strong turn from the house of strength and walk out in the street more weak than the black man of America that they took from the land called Africa and reared up with no manhood and no womanhood and planted in their physical body a child's mentality. We have seen the institution and the son of learned generations fall down and fall out of the grip of civilization. We have seen in our lifetime, in this very decade, we have seen with our own eyes, and the world cannot deny it, we have seen the government of America shook in its vital scene. We have seen the mighty dragon. We have seen the great pope that had blood and flesh and life and thirst for physical consumption, like cows and bulls and apes and gorillas, and grew to be a great giant physically with a big giant brain materially, but a pea-sized brain morally and spiritually. We have lived to see in this decade the government of this great giant weaken and shake and break in its vital scene. And until this very moment, we have not seen them come up with that convinces them and us that they have come upon something that has in it the power to do again what the power of God has undone in their house. Do you understand? They have trained their people to to look to a president, but they have trained them to recognize that a president walks with a vice president. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't train but a few here. He kept it hid from the many and revealed it only to the few. He only trained a few here to see that a leader was walking, but there was another walking with him, learning how to walk his walk when the time demanded it. All praise be to Allah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But look, the 130-some pounds of flesh and blood that Sandyville, Georgia gave birth to, that 130-some pounds of flesh and blood is now resting, waiting to be returned to its earth. It's not standing here in that flesh, that Georgia birth. And look what the power of divine truth in him that exuded out from his mind, I should say that sprung out from his mind like water shot from a mighty fountain and sprinkled all over us, and we were so thirsty until our dry tongues went out and licked all of it up that would come to us. And the water of Elijah Muhammad filled our dry bodies and gave birth to a scriptural wet mind that can feed the black masses the life germ of God from now to eternity. Look, my brother, listen, please. Listen, my brother and my sister, listen. What do you see? Do you see something bursting loose in its vital scene? The whole world has failed to present unity, to present a cause, to convince the subjects of the world that there is unity and strength. You can depend upon us. We are one body. But God has manifested that we, under the leadership of Muhammad Elijah Muhammad, are the divine body that God wants the world to see today. There's no strength on earth greater than God's strength. And what you see here today, my brothers and sisters, and when I say that, I mean all of you, who have in your heart truth, decency, honesty, and love for God and righteousness. All of you, my brothers and sisters, I speak to you outside of this building. For all those who are listening now on closed television, I tell you, and not only you, but those who don't hear, who can identify or find a likeness among us all over the planet Earth. I tell you that this is the work of Almighty God. This is a divine body. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not 130-some pounds of flesh and blood. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is a mind, a spirit, a morality that is from God Almighty, that is filling the nation of Islam, that is called a nation because a new people are coming into birth, who starts off like an Adam and an Eve in a garden or in a wilderness, and grow into a family and into a tribe, and on into a nation. This is a nuclear This is a beginning. This is a small community. But the nation of Islam is the whole earth. Don't think that this means we are going to get political. No, it was not political power that built ancient Egypt. It was spiritual. It was moral. It was religious power. It was divine power that entered the great pharaoh, the first builders of ancient Egypt. It was not political power that made the white civilization what it is today. It was revealed word that entered into Europe and established a power in Rome, a religious power. And the Gentile world got a shot in the savage vein of a savage arm and had the courage to march with the banner of civilization in their hand. The world you see today at its roots, in its beginning, is divine power.